We come to TCQ theaters to laugh, to cry. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been before.
Giving handies feels good in a place like this.
Giving handies. Butter in my popcorn. Is butter a carb?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Carpenter Queens podcast, your favorite queer stoner horror podcast, the show dedicated to the best and worst the horror genre has to offer. Coming to you from the TCQ movie theater, the only place to watch your current film. Can you tell we didn't prepare? Hi, everybody. This is where you can listen to us. Heartbreak feels good in a place like this. My name is Nicholas.
No, it doesn't. He's not a Christian.
Get out. She's tampering in dark sided stuff.
It's not a competition, but I am judging. My name is Raymond.
A truer statement has never, ever been said from you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new kind of episode. The TCQ video staff is ready to pick up a second job. We've picked up shifts at the TCQ movie theater and are trying to spice things up to bring you current films to fix your horror hunger. This will be a spoiler-filled first-time viewing review. We won't be doing our usual breakdown, and it's going to be a new format for us to try out. So everyone, along for the ride, we've purchased our popcorn and snacks. So let's talk about Scream 6. Let us know how you all feel about this new format, this new Cineplex, by leaving a comment and rating the podcast. If you love what you hear, hit that subscribe and follow button wherever you are streaming, please.
Because we are what? Five-star bitches.
It's time to go to the lobby.
Here at the lobby, we are finding out that we are going to be watching Scream 6. It is rated R. Woo! It is directed by Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin and Tyler Gillette, directors of the requel Scream or Scream 5. Don't get me started on the title.
Also known as Radio Silence.
James Vanderbilt and Guy Busick are the writers on this one. They would also be the co-writers for the first film in this new trilogy, as well as this requel for Scream 6. Go team.
Go team. There's something about Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin that just like is very pleasing to my ear.
To say. Yeah, it's really fun to say. Yeah.
Right.
Try saying Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin without using the word statuesque. I mean,
So Scream 5.
We'll get to Scream 5. Hold on. Before we get to Scream 5, get through this cast.
So our cast, we have our returning core four, Melissa Barrera as Sam Carpenter, Jenna Ortega as Tara Carpenter, Jasmine Savoy Brown as Mindy Meeks Martin, Mason Gooding as Chad Meeks Martin,
you're a little slut.
Liana Liberato as Quinn Bailey, Dermot Mulroney as Wayne Bailey, Devin Nakoda as Annika Kayako, Jack Champion as Ethan Landry, Henry Zerny as Christopher Stone, Tony Revolori as Jason Carvey, Josh Segarra. Hold on. Okay. Josh Segarra as Danny Brackett. God damn. Thank God they had a shirtless scene.
His eyes. His eyes. I could get lost in them.
That torso, bitch.
Literally, Mason Gooding, Dermot Mulroney, especially Dermot Mulroney. Do you have any, ever since The Waiting Date with Deborah Messing, where he plays as like, what are they called? An escort for him when they go to London. Jesus Christ. And My Best Friend's Wedding. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Samara Weaving as Laura Crane. I know. Reprising his iconic role as the voice of Ghostface is Roger L. Jackson. And we also have Skeet Ulrich as Billy Loomis and Hayden Panettiere as Kirby Reed. Courtney motherfucking Cox as Gail Weathers. Ding!
And that's on P-Rod. Listen, this cast, pretty fucking stellar.
Stacked.
And I know this has been said by the community at large, well, a lot of people, and this is not a dig, and I apologize because I loved her in the Heights. Melissa Barrera got so much better acting wise in this.
Oh, movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, leaps and bounds.
I don't know if like the community bullied her into getting acting classes or the studio was like, hey, we signed you up for some weekend classes.
I think
they're
mandatory. I don't know what it was, the disconnect from Scream 5. We are going to be doing a full breakdown of Scream 5 later coming in this season. So be prepared for that. But I just need to say, I don't know what it was. And I don't think she's necessarily a bad actor. I just don't know what happened. I feel like there was a disconnect.
I agree.
Right? Yeah. And this one, she mm-hmm. handles that. This is her movie, everybody, mm-hmm. for Scream 6. And she does a fantastic job.
I won't get into it because we're going to break it down when we get to 5. But I agree. There's a huge improvement acting-wise and even like story-wise, yeah. in my opinion, from 5 to 6. Love
Absolutely.
It. Moving on to review. IMDb gave it a 7.3 out of 10. On Metacritic, an average of 61 out of 100. Letterboxd, it got a 3.8 out of 5. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 76% on the tomato meter and a 92% audience score. Holy shit, that is high. I think that's the highest we've ever seen.
For...
like, ever?
No.
On our show?
No. It was one of the highest ranking ones as well. So, no. This is extremely high, especially for the movies that we review. Some fun stuff.
Fun for us.
I think these reviews are wonderful to see for a new Scream. I love seeing that people are responding to this new Scream so well. Because, unfortunately, the last Scream, I felt like there was a lot of disconnect. There was a lot of discontent within the fandom. There was choices done. But this one, oh my God, completely knocks it out of the park. Everybody, if you have not seen this, go watch it immediately, please. Spoiler alert
is in effect. We are gonna spoil everything, so if you have not watched Scream 6, do not listen to the rest of this episode. Go watch it, come back, and enjoy.
Thank you. So, without further ado, we've got our snacks. It's time to go watch some previews and head to the movie.
I'm gonna get an icy.
420, whatcha smoking?
420, what did you sneak into the movie theater to smoke in the bathroom?
The only thing I can sneak into the movie... oh, I can't even... well, yeah, they can't see it. The only thing I can sneak into the movie theater is my pen. I forgot what this was. I remember I asked for a sativa. She said this was what? It's called black something. I don't remember what.
Ooh.
What did you smoke? What did you sneak in? Besides your dildo.
That's already been sneaked in everywhere I go. This one is the Eureka pen. It is a 1,000 milligram disposable cartridge. Normally, I'm not a big fan of the disposables. But doesn't this look like a jewel? Hold on, let me be like...
Where's my jewel?
This is so cool. Not cool.
What a moment.
Really good, I'm not going to lie. It's blueberry. It is an indica. The first time I hit it, I was not prepared for how strong it was. My friend Cam and I smoked it, and I don't think we spoke to each other for an hour afterwards. Hi, Cam, you're listening, by the way.
Then you turned around, you're like, what did you say? And they're like, nothing.
You're still... when did you get here?
I never left.
So let us dim the lights and start the film. Let us talk about Scream 6. I want to know, like, what were your emotions coming into the movie?
I was excited, especially after that trailer.
Oh my God.
I was excited. I wasn't sure how I felt about the change of location. Granted, we've had change of location plenty of times throughout the series, but going to New York is quite the jump. So yeah, I was really excited for this change of location. I was excited to see like the core four, as they're come to known, return, even though, as we already stated, we didn't really care for Melissa's performance in the first
in
Scream 5.
Yeah.
Also called just Scream. It's a whole other fucking argument to be had. So I wasn't really excited that, you know, she's now a core character, but she did you know, for lack of a better term, step her pussy up.
And,
and she delivered. What were your feelings going into this?
Okay, so trailer blew me away. I was so excited that this ghost face was vicious. This ghost face was ready to fuck people up. I love this. I feel like it was the same emotions towards the original Scream, because I know for a fact in 1996 that original Scream, especially Drew Barrymore's death, was shocking. It was terrifying. It was vicious. But as time goes on, those things don't get as vicious. This new one, Ghostface also stepped his pussy up. Holy shit. Holy shit. So my expectations were nervously high, only because I felt like this one had a completely different tone, not just for the new setting of New York City, which I think is a beautiful addition for it. But if you've listened to our Scream 3 episode, you also know that I am a sucker for putting Ghostface in different places in the U.S. I love when we go to Hollywood.
Next is space, bitch. It's coming.
So my expectations were high, but a little like hesitantly high, because like you, Scream 5, I was honest, I was frankly disappointed with Scream 5. It didn't,
like a lot of us were.
I think it was too hyped for me, unfortunately. So with this one, I watched the trailer once and then I avoided everything as much as humanly possible. I didn't want to see a preview. I didn't want to see a picture. I did not want to see anything, mainly because, listen, I'm going to pause our discussion about like our first feelings in this movie, because I have a big bone to pick with the community right now, with the horror community and the spoilers. Literally the whole movie is already online. Literally you can't go anywhere on Twitter, on Instagram, on anywhere without somebody spoiling something, and we are 5 days since its premiere. That's not okay to me.
No, that's shitty. I don't know what to tell you, sis. Like, this has been, this always happens in the horror community, and so
especially Scream.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know. That's it. That's all I had to say. Just be, listen, everyone, not everyone's able to go and watch things immediately. People have lives, people have things to do, so don't spoil it. They work really hard to make the secrets and the twists and the turns. So.
Honestly, like, why would you want to ruin it for everybody else? Not only like the other members of the community, but the people who made the film. Like,
I know. It's a really shitty thing to do. So that's all I'll say on it. However, how do you feel just essentially as this movie as a whole? What were your first impressions of it? What stuck out to you?
The opening. I was gagged with the opening. I knew Samara Weaving was going to be in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's probably not going to have a big part. So she's probably going to be the opening kill. So I was happy to see her. No shade. But like the opening kill in a Scream movie is a huge
deal.
It's
a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah. So I was excited to see her. The new opening I thought was great, because when we opened up and she's like at a busy bar restaurant in downtown New York. I don't know if that's redundant. But it was just like, as soon as it came on, I was like, this is different. We've never started somewhere this. No, that's a lie. We started Scream 2 at a busy movie theater. Anyways, it just felt very different to me tonally. She started using a dating app. That's new for this, but it's current and it doesn't feel out of place. And it totally fits with like the Scream theme and the way, well, like we said, spoiler alert, the way Ghostface lured her outside and into the alleyway. It was just like, it was built very beautifully. And then when he finally kills her, and it was just so violent. Like that kill, that first kill was so violent. And I was like, what? And then as soon as he took off the mask, I was like,
what are we doing? What? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So
why is the mask off?
That is what completely let me know, okay, this is going to be drastically different from what we know as Scream. And I mean that in the best way, because I agree with you on everything. Samara was amazing. I loved seeing her. I also figured out that she was going to, I figured it was either going to be Gale as our first kill, or it was going to be Samara as our first kill. So it was going to be difficult to see how they were going to set this up, how they were going to prepare it. I just really love that they decided, okay, we're going to do what everyone knows as Scream and then immediately freak you out. The second it was holding on to the mask for too long, I was waiting for the Scream title to come in, for the slice to happen.
Yeah.
And it was the pause on Ghostface and then the lifting of the mask. And I think I relaxed, but also got so tense because I got so scared. But I got relaxed in the sense of, okay, this one's going to be good. This one's gonna be fucking good. Right? Yeah.
You just like it automatically, like you said, it followed the formula of the Scream movies and then immediately like turned you on its head and like started something different. And then so when he immediately gets a phone call from the actual ghost face, I was like,
what?
Gagged. That I didn't what? Breathe for the rest of that sequence when he gets home. And I was so in the dark, and I have not been in the dark on a Scream movie in a second. And I think that's why I got, because it's so unfamiliar. For a second, I thought we were going to do like Cult of Ghostface for a second, which I still think Same. Is a sick idea. I would love for there still to be like a cult Ghostface, which it kind of is. And then just hello, Jason Takes Manhattan was playing during the yes. sequence. So excited. I loved all of it. And the line that solidified it for me and just completely got me so fucking hyped for this movie.
Fuck the movies.
Fuck the movies.
Oh yes. My God. It yes. was great. This is blew the Scream 5 opening sequence out of the water for me. It quickly jumped up in rankings of one of my 100%. Favorite openings. It's really fucking good.
I agree. That was a solid like gut punch way to start your film.
Absolutely. And it just like honestly it kind of kept that pace the whole way. This movie is pretty long. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes, mm-hmm. so it keeps it going, but I think it's pretty good at moving things along. I also have to give credit, and I think it's because Scream 5 set us up for Sam to be the new heroine, so they set us up for her to her history, for her Billy Loomis ghost story, which I'm happy we didn't get mm-hmm. a lot of because we had to deal with it all with 5. But it lent yeah. itself to new stuff for Scream 6, and we didn't have to dwell on it. We just got to go and do things. Wow.
Imagine that. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, ugh, when I saw the ghost of Billy Loomis past still pop up in Scream 6. I'm just happy that there wasn't so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the parts that we did get, I was like, okay, I guess I understand.
Right?
If I have to.
How did you feel about the characters this iteration? Especially, come on now, our core four.
Core four. I love it.
So cute.
I loved Mindy. I loved her from 5. She was like, aside from Jenna Ortega, I always forget her name, her character
Tara.
Name. Tara. Tara is probably Tara and Mindy are like my top two favorite additions to the franchise, quickly followed by Chad.
Just see, can you never not be gay for 5 seconds? I'm just like, can you not be gay for 5 minutes?
He's and then so there's hot. He's so hot.
And then there's Sam.
Sam, I think to me, Sam has more urgency in this one. Granted, she's like, oh my god, yeah. I'm dying. I don't know. I'm still trying to connect the dots. I recently rewatched Scream 5, especially to prepare myself to watch Scream 6. There's just the biggest disconnect. And this, I don't have, there's no disconnect. I'm with yeah. Sam this whole time. Same goes, though, to be quite honest. I love the core four. Everybody's great. Anika is an adorable new addition. She gave me such, like, Jennifer Jolie vibes. Anika is the girlfriend of Mindy. I loved her yes. so much. Everybody, honestly, does a fantastic job. I have to... come on, we have to talk about her. And we have to talk... Hayden Panettiere.
Yes!
Back as Kirby.
Epic return as an FBI agent.
Okay, did not see that coming, but I loved it so much. It was such a ridiculous
wig.
Okay, we talked about this probably the day after we both watched it, and I discussed to you that for me, I need Kirby every time she comes back to start pulling a Gale Weathers and have completely different wigs every single movie. That is your mantle to hold on to, Kirby.
She's gonna come back with bangs.
Oh my god, highlights. I'm so excited.
Chunky. Bangs and highlights.
Chunky highlights are coming back, so it just might happen.
Please welcome to the stage, Chunky highlights.
But yes, I am so happy to see Kirby's return. Sure, I guess I believe that she works for the FBI. I love that Gale still gives her shit. It's
like, aren't you with the Glee Club? Aren't you a kid? A kid? I'm 30, and I have a gun.
So good. So good. I loved it. I Gale, loved her addition. I loved her additions. I love seeing her. I adore the moment that Mindy and Kirby got to connect and talk about scary movies, because that's the yeah. Kirby that we love. but I will not be gaslit into thinking that Kirby Reed is the bad guy.
We said spoilers.
Oh, we said spoilers. I thought you were going to say that Mindy said her favorite Nightmare on Elm Street was Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Oh, I know. She's gay.
I don't believe that.
She's gay. The gays
love
it.
I don't believe that. No, even the gays don't love it. No.
It's a fun movie. It's a ridiculous movie.
It's kind of one of the worst Freddy movies, but I'll move on.
Over Freddy's Dead?
We'll see.
I'm about to beat this bitch up.
No way for me. Anyway, at a point in the movie tries to get you to believe that Kirby is the killer. And for a moment. And I fell for it. Did you really?
Yeah, no, I did. I did. Because I don't know. Like,
no, I don't even know why she would say that.
He sold it really well. Okay. He sold it really well. He's a cop.
He was a cop.
Fuck the cops. I know. Fuck the cops. But like, this is a movie. So they're good guys. so I don't know. They got me, bitch. What can I say? You got me.
You got me, gal. They got me, gal.
I kind of wanted Kirby to be the murder, like in the new Ghostface.
No, absolutely not. I would have not stood for that. She does not deserve
not
that.
Not going to be not rich.
I'm not going to be not Ghostface.
Why? What do you have against Kirby being Ghostface?
Because that's cruel and that's mean. She was a fantastic... I wanted her to be our final girl, to be quite honest. She almost could have been. But to have somebody that the horror community loves so much and we see her as us in that way, okay, and then have her be the killer, it feels like a cheap move. I would have not enjoyed it. The minute it happened, I was like, no,
that's fair.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. No,
the social suicide.
That's so
okay. I see your point. That's valid. I'm sure I would have felt the same way.
What
I was just gagged out
to, gagged-a-rama, especially when she had her freak out and she had her gun out. I was like, don't do it. Okay, I want to ask, top kill or top kills, because they're pretty fucking excellent in this movie.
Ooh, there's quite a few.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know. What really sticks out of my head right now is after they've already revealed that there's, well, this is at this point, there's only two Ghostface, and it's when they kill Chad by stabbing him over and, well, they don't kill him, but they stab Chad over and over and over again. And then when they stop and they both simultaneously wipe the blades, I got chills. It was like, take me to the church of Ghostface.
Especially in this place, that setting. Oh my God. I'll talk about the setting in a second. We'll talk about the settings in a second. Kill. So besides swipe, everybody's favorite. Everyone's new favorite gif, to be honest.
Uh-huh. I don't know why. It's my high ass. I can't think of any of the kills. You list yours, and then we'll see.
You're high.
I am.
You're both high. My favorite kill is absolutely when Anika eats shit, and they are crossing between those buildings, and they're on that ladder, and she smashes and hits. Because Ghostface is so terrifying, and just watching her and just enjoying lifting up the ladder as she's freaking holding on. I am a person, we are both people terrified of heights. This is the worst. And the second her face hit that dumpster, and they give us the close-up shot, the gore in this movie is beautiful. Beautiful.
They didn't have to go there, but I'm glad they did.
Yes.
I agree, that is a solid kill. The end kill, where she kills...
Who's she kill? Tell me who she kills.
What's his name?
Is Wayne his name? Is Dermot Mulroney his actor? Is that who you're talking about? Are you talking about the teen?
No, I'm talking about Mulroney.
Yeah, so Wayne Bailey. Wow.
Wayne Bailey.
Wow.
Sorry.
Don't come to high work. Don't come to work high. Whatever.
Don't come to high bitch. Anyways, when she kills him at the end and she goes in for like the 22 stabs, I live for it every time. I lived for it when she did it at the end of Scream 5, and I live for it when she does it at the end of Scream 6.
It's her signature move. It's definitely her signature move. Like, if this is Mortal Kombat, this is her like final kill.
Finish him.
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Honestly, the chase sequences this movie were beautifully directed. They were beautifully choreographed. The bodega
scene. That was intense.
That was intense. He used a shotgun, like, bro.
That was essentially like the trailer slash like sneak peek at the movie, which I think was a great sneak peek because that is a
it still got me when it
beautifully like choreographed, written, shot, and edited scene. It was great. I'm happy I got to see, like, because like the one they show you on TV is not the one they show in theater, mm-hmm. because somebody gets fucking gutted right there in that bodega.
Can we talk about that? Ooh. So this ghost face is ferocious, of course, but because there is three of them, they're everywhere. No place is safe in this mm-hmm. city. It was the sequence where Sam was on the phone for the first time with Ghostface, and they were both outside, and all of a sudden he just guns her in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
I don't like this. It's scary. As a fan of these movies, and you become used to the tropes, and that's what's so fun about these movies is the tropes and the dissecting of them all. But this one just decided to give its own flavor and its own flair, mm-hmm. and it fits the times for me. It's ferocious yeah. in the best ways.
I agree. And Ghostface uses a shotgun for the first time, and that shit was intense.
It was so sick.
The shotgun, the weathered mask. I love it all. I love it all.
I don't really have as quote unquote notes for this one. There were free sequences that I felt like, okay, we can do some things here. But I feel like the things that they decided to focus on, which were like character development on this core four, on Sam and Tara's relationship being strained, mm-hmm. and this idea of like post-traumatic stress, which I'm so glad that we get to talk about. I love that whenever we do with these things, because I always talk about how horror is a great place to talk about it. And they give it in such a ferocious way that it's so good and refreshing as a horror fan.
Yeah, I agree. I love the progression of Sam and Tara's relationship, and how like I forget, like they were estranged until Scream 5, mm-hmm. and then now all of a sudden that you're back, you want to be a hovering sister. I can see how that can be annoying, but also like Tara's not dealing with her trauma and what happened in the previous movie. It's mm-hmm. great. It's a great storyline. It all makes sense.
Especially so we've been skirting around at the setting. We have to talk about New York City and the set pieces. The set pieces I fucking loved. I think the biggest thing for me, and now that we're talking about it, Scream 5 didn't, they just kept going back to the original for fan service, and I think that's why mm-hmm. I didn't really enjoy Scream 5 as much. This one, they gave fresh new settings. The yeah. claustrophobic feelings of all the apartments were great, especially when they were attacks in these mm-hmm. buildings. The subway scene was sick.
That was really well done. I agree. Although I find it hard to believe that somebody can get stabbed and killed on a subway train and nobody batted an eye.
I don't know.
Even on Halloween.
I don't know. I believed it. It's New York. Why not?
So a lot of people are saying, but I was like, okay.
For sure. The movie theater scene, the movie theater setting, the museum these murders. Shrine. Yes.
Sick
thoughts, feelings, concerns.
I love it. I remember seeing in the trailer, and I was like, and I saw the like nine different Ghostface shows. I was like, oh, we're getting a cult, which I think that's where a lot of us were going with it. We all thought it was going to be a cult, which would have been mm-hmm. pretty sick.
I would have loved.
But I love this. I love this like museum. I love it's a way of doing fan service without blatantly doing fan service of like you said with Scream 5, returning to the same locations and yada yada yada. This is kind of just the way that they presented it of Richie being a fanatic, and you know, like this was his collection and yada yada yada. Like I thought that was horror so great nerds. And refreshing.
Horror nerds,
yeah, collect essentially
things. So it's. It also strikes a nerve that's talking to the fandom at large. Mm-hmm. I think the setting itself is beautiful. I think what sold it for me were two things. First thing, Hayden Panettiere, when she sees Jill's shirt, and you just see that hurt. And it was such a sensitive moment, and it was it struck a nerve for me because I fucking love Kirby, and I did not want her to die, so I'm so happy to have her here. And the second thing was that they have the fax machine from Scream 3. I yeah, the lost melted one. It. I lost it when I saw that fax machine. I was like, yes, no more Scream 3 erasure.
There was some great nuggets in there. I love when Mindy calls her brother over because they had Randy's shirt from the video store.
Mm-hmm.
They had Steve's Letterman's jacket with the typed up around the mannequin.
It's so good. The TV that killed Stu.
Which they use again?
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing show.
Great,
right.
You
can't like I said, this do is that a great anymore. Way of doing fan service without like blatantly doing fan service.
It was, I think it was done with just like a love that we care about this franchise, but we really want to do our own thing. And I think that's kind of what happened to Scream 5. I felt like they felt bound to have bring in all the legacy characters, weave them into this new story. Speaking of legacy characters, Courtney Cox, for me, gives one of her best performances since one.
Is that true?
It's very true.
Like, I love what she did. I loved, cannot overstate her chase sequence. Her set piece, I know a lot of people didn't like it for some reason. I adored this. I think she deserved a really long chase sequence. She was smart. When she caught that bitch back, I jumped out of my chair. It was fantastic.
Yeah. My favorite part of her chase scene was
can you hold on a minute?
What? It was Ghostface's what
it was
so great. Good.
It was also the line, tell Sid he never got me, he didn't get me. I cried because I thought this was the end of Gail Weathers. She's not, thank God, she's alive, everybody. But
she's like Cher, fuck. She's never gonna go down.
Wagon wheel, what to see.
I agree though, that was a great, like, that Gail needed that. This is also Gail's first time getting a call from Ghostface, which gags me. I didn't realize that.
Stop.
You didn't know? This is the first, that's why they say it in the movie theater. He says it when he calls her. This is the first time she's ever gotten a call, like, directly to her from Ghostface.
I don't think I've ever put two and two together, to be quite honest. And
yeah.
That's sick. And she gets the best one. She gets the best one. It's so good. Yeah.
It's really good. The way like Ghostface silently takes out her man, who's hot, by the way.
Which but I love she didn't care. More. She was like, okay. And?
Sure, you lost the love of her life, Doobie. This was just a rebound.
Honestly. Also, loving tributes to Dewey.
But great chase sequence. Of course, she's got her gun. Oh, and also leading up to this was they essentially recreate the park scene where Randy gets killed. And Mindy totally calls them out.
You love anything to do with Randy.
We are Randy.
You are Randy.
We are Randy. You're not Sid. You're not Sid. You'll never be Sidney.
I am absolutely Sid. You'll never be Sidney.
Fuck you, you creep.
You're Kenny the cameraman.
Your fat tub of lard ass now.
Wow. That was so powerful.
Speaking of Sid, though, not a fat tub of lard ass. Sydney, how do you feel about how they dealt with her character? Some people really enjoyed it, but there are some people who felt like it was just done in passing and could have taken more care.
I think they did what they could with the character, considering that they didn't. I don't know the logistics of it. I just know that they didn't bring her back. And I was like, that's fucked up. These are her movies. So I think knowing that she wasn't going to come back, they were just like, what makes the most sense for her character? Mm-hmm. And I agree. I think like she wouldn't come back. Like none of this involved her. Well, I mean, not directly.
Yeah, not directly, but the killer's motives weren't and didn't involve Sydney at all this time.
Uh-huh. So I think they were like, I'd be like, yes, after five fucking movies, I want nothing to do with it either.
I did like how Gail put it. She deserves her happy ending. And she absolutely does. That poor woman has been through it.
With Detective Kincaid.
Oh, I love that. The last thing I kind of want to talk about for this portion is the motives of the killer. And this is something I talked about with my sister. My sister, huge fanatic. Hi, Mia, if you're listening. How do you feel about the killers in this one and the motives in the end of this one?
It's very Scream 2.
Thank you.
Very Debbie Salt. Very Mickey the creepy film student.
Good old-fashioned revenge.
Very that. Mm-hmm. Thank God we didn't get a fucking musical number.
Oh, I think I love you.
I hate.
Yeah, it was very Scream 2. It's not the worst thing. Yeah. I will say that. It's not like I hate it. It was just too similar to two. But I am gagged that there was three killers. I'm gagged that it was the dad and the siblings of Richie coming back for revenge. That was pretty gaggy. I know a lot of fans were kind of split on it. And I was like, could have did worse.
It is what it
could've is. Could have had Kirby be the killer.
Nope. Absolutely not. Not while I live and breathe. I kind of feel similar. It's not that I did think it's bad. I just, it is very similar to two. I thought it was on purpose that we're doing it similar to two because it's very close. I love that there's three. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have any emotions toward it, to be honest. Don't really have emotions towards it. I don't know. It's not that I think it's bad. It's just that it didn't like. I like the movie overall more mm-hmm. than like I need to know what these motives of these killers are, because at the end of the day, these killers are going to get got and they're going to get killed at the end of the day. I know that. That's how Scream works. So bad guy. sleep with me, dad. I don't care. Like,
ooh, the cops, the bad guy. So,
surprise. Like, you know what I mean? So it's fine. But
they did get some wicked kills, though.
They did get some wicked kills. I love the way they ended up killing it. Like, I am thoroughly satisfied as a Scream fanatic, as a horror fan. I think they did fantastic with these new characters. I love the way they treated legacy characters and interwove them this time. High marks for this one.
We'll be right back after these messages.
So for my final score on this one, I am going to say it's probably a 4 out of 5 for me, y'all. It's probably 4.5 out of 5, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Isn't.
I want to go back and watch it again, and I'll probably have like a more solidified answer. But after my first watch, it's like a 4 out of 5. It was a solid ass fun, mm-hmm. fun movie.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree 100%. My score is also 4 out of 5. It's not perfect, but it is damn near perfect. It paid homage and then did its own thing, which I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the first movie in a while that I've been like super excited, super hyped. I mean, since Scream 5, but that was kind of a letdown. So I was really excited to like get up in there and do my thing. Like, and then like, I love when movies do things to market for the movie. Sorry, I'm trying to get this cup like this.
So beautiful. Yeah, we were spoiled. Honestly, this time around, they also had that pop-up like museum you can go to. There was a lot of cool things. Stuff. I was calling people left and right with the Ghostface website that allows you to call people and then he scares them through the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I was calling everybody through that thing. I loved it. I'm still going to keep using it. I loved it. But a very important question. I need you to rank them for me. Where do they fall for you? Scream 1 through 6. The top spot, 1 being... best, that is your number one, mm-hmm, 5 being, mm-hmm, 6, mm-hmm. Now, oh shit, 6 being your lowest. What do you rank them?
Scream 1 will always be number 1. 1996, Wes Craven, Drew Barrymore, Nev Campbell, you said it, bitch. Number 2,
mm-hmm,
Scream 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 3 is Scream 3.
Okay.
Number 4
he loves Scream 3.
Is Scream 4.
Hell yeah.
Number 5 is Scream 2. And number 6 is Scream 6. Or 5, sorry.
No, 6. Because there's 6. So yeah, Scream 5, Scream 6. No. Wow, we're high. Leave me alone.
Number 5 is Scream 6.
It's... God. Wow. I followed. Okay. Wow. It shot up to the second spot?
Yeah. Me and Richard were talking about it. And then Umbi asked and... Yeah, we had to sit there and like re-rank. So it's 1, 6, 3, 4, 2, and then 5.
Oh my God. It's a lot of pressure. I have 6 movies in my hand and only 6 of those.
You want to be tired so bad.
Top spot is still going to be Scream for me. I feel like it's what everything else comes after, obviously.
Yes. So
it is the blueprint. So it's really hard for me to never rank it there. It's the one that I've watched the most. So I guess that's kind of how I put it that way. But it's probably 1, 4, 6.
Ooh.
3, 2, 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Scream 3 came that low on your ranking?
Lo, you don't you dare, because you know everybody else has put three at the very bottom of their list.
Oh yeah, but I mean, there's no counting for taste.
We love three. Yeah, because six just added a new flavor to this delicious spice rack that is Scream. In three, I love in, oh, it's so bad, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Come on. It's Parker Posey. She's still going to be up there for me. So it's definitely, yeah, I think it goes 1, 4, 6, 3, 2, 5. 5 is still at the bottom for me.
Same.
And I like 2. I really like 2.
It just by default, just that's where it happened to land.
Just by default, that's where 2 lands. Yeah, that's it's like pick it. Sophie's choice, people. Okay,
what privilege?
Well, we are done with our first review. Go team! Wow, we have yet to decide if we like this new gig at the TCK Movie Theater. How do y'all feel? Please let us know in the comments. Please let us know. Rate, review, subscribe.
I mean, it pays an all-you-can-eat popcorn.
Hey. What current films do you want us to discuss? There's Megan. There's The Menu. Skinamarink just came out. Spelling? But I also want to bring up April's Around the Corner, and Evil Dead Rises is also going to be right there for us, and I'm so excited. So what do you want to hear? Let us know.
I just rewatched the trailer for it yesterday, and
I'm so hyped. I'm so hyped.
I'm not only am I so hyped, my standards are like up there. So I'm a little scared.
But I'm just ready for the ride. It's bloody goodness. What else do I need?
Cheese grater. Did you see the cheese grater?
Cheese. Stop. You can follow the queens on our Instagram at the Carpenter Queens. My personal account is Nicholas Alexander Photography.
My personal account is at STFU Ray. Thank you for joining us on this new adventure with our side gig at TCQ Movie Theater, where you can get all the best expired candy.
Oh my god. Visit us at the TCQ Video Store or visit us at the TCQ Movie Theater. We'll be working both gigs. Economy's hard, y'all. Stay safe. Stay queer.
And we love you.
Bye.